So, O come all ye faithful, joyful, and triumphant. Triumphant, it's a great word, isn't it? Triumphant. You know, it's, I don't know, when I use the word triumphant, it seems like bigger than just a win, doesn't it? Triumphant. You wouldn't use it to describe, you know, one where you just kind of barely won. You know, you kind of just squeaked out a victory. You know, it's like when you defeat someone where there's nothing left to question. It's like a landslide victory. That's what I think of when I hear triumphant. Matter of fact, Webster's dictionary defines triumphant as victorious, conquering, or notably successful. I kind of see it personally as kind of like that David and Goliath moment. You know, when, you know, things aren't looking good, and then this miracle happens, and God just kind of takes over, and it isn't just like a little itty-bitty victory. It's a huge one. It's one where you're like, well, I guess you write it in the Bible, and it's told for generation after generation. But that's what God promised us, right? God promised that he would be triumphant, and he was. Let me read some verses for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54. Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. And remember before when I was talking about, you know, joy, that one day when we're in heaven, where we're going to get a brand new body? That's just one of the promises that God has given us. I'll continue, verse 55. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God. I like the word but. But thank God. He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's Christmas, isn't it? It's the beginning of God fulfilling his promise, right? You have Jesus, the greatest gift of all time, who then one day becomes the ultimate sacrifice that saves us, that does something that we did not have the power to do. See, when everything didn't look good on the outside, right? Things didn't look good in the world. The world was not really going the way that we had hoped it would. But God. I'm telling you, you want a but God moment in your life, right? When things just aren't looking good. You know, when things just haven't been happening the way that you had planned. When, you know, sickness or other things have just kind of crept into your life. You want the but God moment. When it gives you something to believe in beyond you. See, Jesus is our conquering king. Jesus broke the power of sin and death. I love the fact that Jesus is triumphant. Now, to me, the best way to end, I guess you'd kind of say, a celebration like this is, I love the fact that I'm going to call my dance team up, and they're actually going to have a rhythm section with their dance team, and they get to sing the song that we've been preaching about, O come, all ye faithful.